Before a census conducted by the Wildlife Conservation Society, scientists believed fewer than 100,000 of the gorillas still existed. The news was greeted with excitement at the International Primatological Society Congress underway in Edinburgh, Scotland. Harvard University's Richard Wrangham, who is the president of the International Primatological Society, tells VOA unexplored forests are still throwing up some pleasant surprises.
One of the things that we increasingly appreciate is that we do not yet know everything. We're still describing large numbers of species, amazingly. We've had 43 new species since the year 2000.
Despite the good news, scientists are concerned that monkeys, apes and lemurs face extinction around the world. Wrangham says loss of habitat is the greatest threat to the survival of the primates.
That's partly from people just cutting down forests in order to be able to plant their crops, but a lot of it is coming from big monocultures, a lot of it from logging, a lot of it from mining, so a lot of it's from industrial actions as well.
Wrangham adds that forest clearance for growing crops for biofuels is going to intensify the loss of land for the primates. Also, he says, primates are hunted for meat in parts of Asia and Africa where gorilla and chimpanzee meat are said to fetch high prices. While primates are endangered across the globe, scientists say the situation is worse in Asia. Wrangham explains that once again, loss of habitat is largely to blame.
In Asia, of the 120 different taxa, almost three-quarters of them, 71% of them, are vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. They are just reduced to tiny populations, and of course, now the threat is that some of these might get lost altogether.
While the picture is gloomy, Wrangham says reducing deforestation, especially through the burning of forests for agriculture, could go a long way towards reversing the extinction of some primates. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.